This is CKD.
AMS.
This is CKMS, Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to Food Local Media with me, Christopher Sharon. Well, it's good to see you in the void again tonight. So, I'm looking at the calendar here, and I'm realizing that I'm getting incredibly close to my one-year anniversary of From the Void. I don't know if you recall me saying that I didn't intend on doing more than a year's worth of From the Void. Not to say I don't want to do more than a year. Not to say that I won't do more than a year. I just had no intention and still don't know what my intentions are beyond 6 more weeks, including right now. Now, there's no real significant reason why I'd even bring this up right now other than the fact that it's on my mind. And I'm not sure what to do with my next 6 episodes, other than the fact that I just kind of... There's lots of songs I have set aside that I intended on playing this year. I haven't got to. I don't have enough time to finish them. I probably have another 200 or 300 songs I want to play, and some of the best I haven't played yet. Maybe I have. It depends on you, obviously, because who am I to say what's the best? So yeah, it's kind of getting down to that. Now, I'm not sure. It was kind of a request and an opportunity to do an experimental show. Experimental music is definitely inside my wheelhouse of music I make and music I like to listen to. I'm more of a psychedelic guy. There's been many, many songs I've wanted to play this year that I couldn't, in my mind, because they weren't weird enough. I know I made some exceptions here and there, but I needed to sort of keep to that premise to maintain my own integrity of what I thought the show was about. So there may be more From the Void after this. I may continue to call the show From the Void and just change the concept, but knowing me, that's not the case. If I do change the concept, the name will change. Now, probably not drastically. The word void will probably still be involved. And there might be something else going on. And I'm definitely about to... I'm in the talks and working with Harry to do a podcast, which... won't be involved with the show here. It's going to be something separate. So there'll be lots of content and whatnot. But I need my radio show, I think. So we'll see how it goes. There's also a chance I might do a show on a different station. Not that I have any issues with CKMS. It's in Ontario, and I live in Nova Scotia. So I might try and get something going here locally, too. But anyway, tonight I have a good lineup of songs ready for you. No theme or thread to really tie them together. It's just good classic weird music. So right off the bat, we're gonna go with some John Zorn. Now, I know I'm sure that John Zorn name probably strikes fear into you, but this is very tasteful. This is off of an album of his called the Protocol of Zion, and the song is called Arab and Jew. And the whole album touches on deep-seated issues that Israel faces. And the two people that butt heads in that area are the Jewish people and the Arab people. And I think this is supposed to be sort of just a nod towards that conflict, but yet, with music, there's no conflict. Anyway, enjoy. The Arab and Jew by John Zorn. Thank you. that put me in a real mellow mood. That's nice. Smooth, smoky jazz. Now, the next tune I'm going to play is definitely not that kind of stuff. It's going to push you a little bit of a weirder direction. Now, it's a very beautiful song. It's by a guy named Sufjan Stevens. It's off an album called Planetarium, which, as far as I can tell, is sort of a nod towards the planets by, I can't remember his name all of a sudden, Gustav Holst. This has got a lot more content in it, and it's got a lot more subject matter. But it is about the planets in our solar system for the most part. Now, one of the planets, whether it's a planet or not, one of the bodies that didn't get attention in the original planets was Pluto. And Sufjan and company do a wonderful job with representing Pluto, I think, with this piece. This is just a wonderful float away with your eyes closed as Sufjan and his buddies just sort of massage the cosmos directly into your skull and sort of vibrate you in a wonderful way. So this is Pluto by Sufjan Stevens off his album Planetarium.
Sworn by pearls of foamy, how melancholy.
Now, I feel like I'm letting you guys off easy now with a couple of real easy songs. Easy in a sense that they're not going to make you question what you're doing with your time. And just sort of sort through the understanding that why something would even exist in some cases when it comes to experimental music and art. And this song, or whatever you want to call this, is definitely one of those things. This is Buckethead and his buddy. Man, I'm losing names tonight. Bill Moseley. Bill Moseley, Buckethead, they have a little project called Corn Bugs. Bill Moseley is most famous for doing a trio of movies with Rob Zombie, House of a Thousand Corpses, I think, and Three from Hell, and Devil's Rejects, I think, were the three movies. He plays one of the rejects. The first time I ever saw him was in the sequel to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre with Dennis Hopper. Anyway, regardless, Buckethead's a huge fan of horror movies, so I'm so surprised that a guy who's known for being in horrific movies would make some music with Buckethead, or whatever you want to call this cornbug project. So this is a track off their album Rest Home for Robots. The track is called Pigs Are People Too. So just strap yourself in for this one, because it's a bit of a journey.
Here's an old favorite of ours. Something we used to do when we were cleaning out the hog's pen. Because, you know, one thing I learned by growing up in these American values up on the farm, and that is that pigs are people too. When you're sizzling up a rasher of bacon, maybe broiling a pork roast or having a couple of chops, you take it from old Chop Top here and his pal Bucky. And just remember, pig is the most intelligent mammal next to man. And they know what's up. When the farmer comes with that long, sharp knife, and he bends down and takes that pig by the shoulders, that look in his eye, the other pigs get to the far end of the pen, their eyes all small and scared. They know what's happening. They know why they've been prepared, because pigs are people too. Listen to him. Listen to him. Watch him cry when that knife goes across the throat of that choat. Yeah, you know, now we've moved into the city. Now we're just trying to get by in our own humble way. I work down at Farmer John's. It's a slaughter plant down in Century City. I'm part of the hook and pull gang down there. What we do is we hoist those pigs up by their hind legs and chain them up on a big A-frame. Goes through the factory like a, well, almost like making cars. And there's the killer. He's got a real sharp knife, and the next each pig comes by, he just slices its throat. And that A-frame keeps moving. Goes outside up a hill. We call it Death Hill. And at the top of Death Hill is a big wall of flame. And as the pig is dying, the blood's pouring out of his throat, he goes up there to get scorched, because that makes a better bacon. And sometimes the pig ain't dead by the time it gets up to that wall of flame. And what you hear is something that's damn near human.
Ree, ree, ree. Ree, 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 ree.
kind of sad. Pigs are people too. Come on, Piggy Sue. Pigs are people too. Get on your old wooden shoe. Let's get out on the barn and dance. Pigs are people too. I see one wearing pants. Harvest moon, down by the old swimming hole. All my chores is done. Now it's time to lose control. Got on my old dungarees. Got on that old greasy farm shirt. Got on my old leather gloves. Got my chainsaw goiled up, goiled up, oiled up, goiled up. Gonna go into town, gonna go into town. Drink some bottles down, meet some little girl, like an inbred little farm girl with two left feet. Gonna take her out and pigs are people too. Pigs are people too. Down in the slop trough, boy, and it can be fun. You got a hangover, just get in the slop, let the pigs lick it off. Pigs are people too. Pigs are people too. Just like me and you, well, like you, cause pigs are people too. You know, we were down at the combine races out there by Old French Farm. And me and Bubba, my little brother, while we was driving this combine on old Route Double I, and looked in the rearview mirror, and there was this red flashing light. Man, how many times that happened to you, boys and girls? You know, gotta pull over. Oh, Christ. Hey, Bubba, you got the registration in there? Oh, shit. Some mouse ate it. There's just a nest in that glove box. Yeah, just waiting, and you look out the window, and here comes the man, and you look down, and God, it didn't look like a... I didn't know what it looked like. I mean, it had a hat and a badge and dark glasses and jack boots and gun drawn, and I looked down, and the nose was awful funny looking, kind of flat and round. Those eyes were little tiny eyes, little beady eyes, and these big jowly cheeks, these floppy ears coming out from under that mouty hat. I looked down and I said, my God. I said, Bubba, you take a look at this. He leaned over, you know, he's no sight for sore eyes neither, but he looked over and, by golly, that was a pig. That wasn't no man, that was a pig. I said, Bubba, what's going on down there? He said, hey, man. Pigs are people too, just like me and you. Sometimes you get the flu. Pigs are people too. Pigs are people too. Pigs are people too. Just remember when you're eating that bacon, that pigs are people too. The pigs are people too. Pigs are people too. Pigs are people too. Hell, I should know, I'm married one. Come here, honey. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Woo. Pigs are people too. Pigs are people too. Pigs are people too.
Now, one musician that has worked with Buckethead a few times, and Buckethead's one of those guys who's worked with, like, everybody. And so is this other guy I'm talking about, which is Mike Patton. Now, I'm not going to play a Mike Patton song right now. I'm going to play a song that's produced and was released by Mike Patton's record label, Ipecac Records. The song is by a band called The Crystal Fairy, and The Crystal Fairy is sort of like a supergroup, I guess, would be the best term for it. The lead singer is a female vocalist I admire, named Terry Genderbender. Her solo band is called Le Butcherettes, and she's also got a band called The Bosnian Rainbows, and The Crystal Fairy, and there's one other one as well. I can't remember at the time. And she does solo stuff as well. And then we got Omar Rodriguez Lopez of Mars Volta on bass. We got Buzz from the Melvins on guitar, and Dale Crover from the Melvins on drums. This is their song called Under Trouble, off their self-titled debut album, Crystal Fairy.
Thank you.
Now, the bass player I mentioned, Omar, his band, the Mars Volta, has definitely appeared on the show once or twice, and deservedly so. But his solo collection of solo records and solo groups, the odd Omar Rodriguez Lopez group, El Grupo Nuevo, just self-titled Omar Rodriguez Lopez, there's a plethora of music over there that could topple most collections. He's got a body of work that you could compare to guys like Mike Patton, Frank Zappa. It's up there. Not Buckethead, but it's all over the place. So here's a song off of one of his Omar Rodriguez Lopez group albums. The album is called Los Cienos de Higado, and the song is called Boiling Death Request, A Body to Rest Its Head On. Enjoy. Thank you. Now, for my next track, I want to play a tune by a musician who's incredibly influential on me. And he's also very influential on many artists who are also influential on me. And the guy's name is Jean-Michel Jarre. He's probably best known for his instrumental album called Oxygen, or Oxygen. It's kind of was part of a movement in the mid-70s of albums being performed by a single person using synthesizers for most of it, if not all of it. Very similar to Isaiah Tomita, Wendy Carlos. I would compare the Tubular Bells guy there too. Another game with a name escaping me, Mike Oldfield. He used more traditional instruments than the other musicians I mentioned, like Vangelis, Giorgio Moroder. There's a bunch of them in there. You know, Gary Newman would probably be the guy that I think capitalized all this stuff I shouldn't say capitalized, because Gary Newman didn't bring in a lot of capital with it, what he'd done, so I guess somebody else probably even capitalized after Gary. But Gary Newman, I think, was the one that took the full electronic do-it-yourself kind of sound and made it huge, like with the song Cars. You know, we're down in the park, but Cars for sure. So this is a more modern album, came out this year. The album's called Oxymore, which I think is a nod towards Oxygen, but the album is also a nod towards Pierre Henry, who is one of the most oddball electronic musicians of all time, who is a forerunner of everybody I just mentioned. But anyway, this is a song called Brutalism off of Jean-Michel Jarre's Oxymore, which is a tribute to Pierre Henry. Thank you. Now, this music is definitely out there for Jean Michel, but not out there for Pierre Henry. Pierre, he's an odd duck. And of course, you can't go venturing into the void like this. Start talking about some bizarre oddity like Pierre Henry and not go there. So his music, it's hard to get your hands on. I don't think it was ever really released here properly in North America. So this was a collection of his music off of an album called Galaxy Pierre Henry. And it's like 12 discs or something like that. And this is a song off the first disc. It's the fifth track and it's called Divinité Irrité. Again, Pierre Henry. The music played out. Now, the cool thing about that song is it was recorded in, like, 1963 or something. It was way ahead of its time. Incredibly ahead of its time. This guy's worked with some, you know, well, at least one well-known musician or band, which is a band called Spooky Tooth. And they did a really cool collaboration of this avant-garde thing. And it's unlistenable. It's music concrete. You know, it's impossible for the most part. most of that music kind of is. And even the album cover is like a guy with a spike going through his hand, which is also being driven in the back of someone's head. Which, I mean, might not be a poor description of your experience you might feel while listening to music like that for too long. But I just wanted to play an example of who Pierre Henry is, because I'm sure you probably hadn't heard of him, and if you had, maybe that's not something you had heard by him, or because he does some very tasteful music. But so, I had a few more songs I wanted to play. Talk too much, play too much, you know how it is. So to finish the show off, we're going to go with an artist I know nothing about, Perfume Genius. An album came out last year, and I really, really like it. And it's one of those albums that just gets into your head. It doesn't really leave you alone. And it kind of hangs on you there, because there's just something incredibly strange about it. Something about him reminds me of a musician, Conan Moccasin. Reminds me a lot of him for some reason, even though they're not really anything alike. Not much to say, but other than that, Perfume Genius is a guy, Michael Alden Hedreas, you know, so it's kind of like the Death by Design thing. Most of his music explores topics of sexuality, his personal struggle with Crohn's disease, domestic abuse, and being gay. So here's a song by him called Teeth off his latest album. Thank you.
Living in tears.